Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.
Now, as you will have heard, we have a studio guest, Annabel Lauren.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. It's lovely to see you again. I must say, of course, a lot of people will still remember you as Annabel Curfey, so we'll say that as well in case, you know, family friends are listening. You're back on the rock.
I know. I've come back. Oh. Brighton's gone in the past.
Dead to me now. Dead to me now. Moving on. What brought you home?
Oh, money. To be honest, I had to. Brighton's so expensive. It's so lovely, but wow, so expensive. So coming back and earning myself a wage and saving up to go travelling. Yes.
Amazing. Will you bring your guitar with you when you travel?
Oh, probably. I mean, yeah. I can't really be without it, to be honest.
Where are some of your hit list places to go to?
Well, I want to go to Canada. That's it. So I'm trying to do a working holiday over there. So go and work and live and see what it's like to be a Canadian, I guess.
Oh, do a bit of a Joni Mitchell. Yeah, I think that'd be amazing. Well, you are back, but you're back with exciting news because, I mean, we've spoken over the years about your music, and the last time you were in, I think it was on Douglas Head, you played a version of Cauliflower Cheese for Us Outside. Since then, you've made an album.
I have.
Is it Velux or Velux?
Velux.
Velux.
Well, I mean, you can say whatever you want, to be honest, as long as you say it.
And it's out now.
It is.
And how has it been received?
Oh, so well, actually. I mean, I don't know if it's like fans or friends and family. It's probably a mix of both. I've had people reach out to me from the America and everything saying that they love it. So we've gotten over 1,000 streams within the first 2 weeks, which is absolutely insane. So,
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Well done you. And it's
you.
9 tracks. Mm-hmm. Any sort of theme or themes to the tracks?
Yeah, so it was all really about me moving away, actually, to Brighton, which is ironic because I've moved back now. But yeah, it kind of followed, you know, my thoughts and feelings on like feeling stuck at home, but also wanting to, you know, missing my friends back home. And then, you know, once I moved away, I'd thought like maybe I can be this amazing new person and find myself, but you know, turns out I'm still me. And you know what, that's okay. I like me. So
yeah, being authentic. Well done you, that's the thing, you're authentic, but you've now got experiences under your belt.
Exactly.
Because I get the impression with Brighton, it's probably one of those places where fabulous music community, probably very supportive, but I'm guessing also it's quite tough competition over there.
For sure. Like, I think there's so many musicians over in Brighton, and so many of them are so talented as well. So it's hard to kind of break into like different scenes. Like, you find that most pubs have the same kind of acts going on all the time, and it's like, how do I get myself in there? But you know, I did end up doing some. I did some for the Great Escape and everything, so that was fun. But yeah, it's the Isle of Man is a lot better competition over here.
And you've got more options to play over here. That's the thing. There's good supportive venues, isn't there?
Definitely.
And the talent over here remains incredibly high, doesn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. No, yeah. It's definitely, we've got some really, really good musicians over here.
And do you find that it's a little bit of a kind of selling point, the fact you're from this unusual place?
Yeah, a little bit. I remember, so I did Victoria's Fest a couple of years ago, and they'd put me on the world music stage because they didn't know where the Isle of Man was, and I was like, do I look like a world musician? I don't know. So anyway, yeah, so it's kind of, it's fun, and also like obviously people from the Isle of Man think they see someone from the Isle of Man doing well, or at least I think I'm doing well, and they think like, oh, that's, you know, it's really good to have, we've got such a good community here, I think.
Haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
well, we're going to be hearing a couple of tracks from the album. You are going to play something live for us as well. I know you have got Cauliflower Cheese on there, you've got 3am on there, 2 previous singles which we've had on the station, and they have been revamped, so we're definitely going to hear at least one of those a little bit later. I want people to hear something new, and I've chosen, I hope this is okay, the first one I've chosen is You Suck, which first of all is a great title, can I say. But also, it's very different to what we've heard from you before. So tell us a little bit about this song.
So this one, I actually think this was one of the last songs I wrote for the album. And it was again about kind of being at home and almost feeling like, you know, because I was moving away, kind of everyone was like just leaving me be. I wasn't really like joined in with anything anymore. But I kind of, you know, it's about me feeling a bit like, oh, well, you suck, you know, you're not inviting me to things anymore. But also like, okay, we're all moving on, you know, we're all doing our own thing, and that's okay. So, you know, I wish you the best is what I say at the end of the song.
I love it. We can really feel it. This is a very personal song, and it is a wonderful thing. So this is Annabel Lauren and You Suck.
I know you think you're bad. I know you think you're quite impressed. invite me to that thing of yours? 'Cause I'm not. And do you think I've gone completely mad? Do you think I've lost the plot? 'Cause maybe I have. And maybe we've both changed too much. And I know maybe I've just dreamt it up. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just holding on. And I hope that you find happiness, I guess. No, I really do. Yeah, I really do. 'Cause I wouldn't wish for anyone to be in my old shoes, in my old shoes. Lately I've been thinking to myself that maybe I've been way too hard on the both of us. Maybe it's just time we let it rust. My dreams have been sending me messages, 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 messages. And I can't pick up the phone, 'cause my screen's all cracked and broke. So I guess I'll never know. I just wanna go home. I just wanna go
gorgeous. And as I said, so different to what we know from Annabelle previously. So that is Annabelle Lauren. It is You Suckers from the new album, Velux. I should ask, why is it called Velux?
Because I wrote most of the songs sitting under my Velux window in my childhood bedroom.
Oh, I love that. And the images, you did a series of different images for the album cover, and there's a number that are using. Is it that actual Velux?
Yes, so it's that Velux window. Yeah, I had my friend stand in a garden with a really cheap disposable camera just taking pictures of me hanging out the window in different ways. So, yeah.
So you've had a lot of fun putting this together, haven't
you?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I have to say, as I said, that one, You Suck in particular, and a couple of others as well, very different from what we know from you. And it's a combination of songs from across kind of a number of years, really, isn't it? I mean, this has been a number of years in the making.
It has, yeah. It's the first song I wrote about 6 years ago. So, yeah, it's been a long time. But it's kind of just different things, you know, putting it together, making sure, like, I was being a perfectionist for a lot of it, thinking it's not good enough. I don't want it out if people don't like it. But clearly people love it. So yeah. I think, you know, finally getting it out has been a very good thing for me.
And I think this is a good thing. Difficult to pigeonhole it. So what would you kind of describe it as genre-wise? Because there's sort of variety of things going on, isn't there?
Yeah, I know. I don't really like this question because I don't know.
Which is fine.
Like, I am so bad at knowing what genre I am. I know it's not heavy metal. Yeah. It's not, you know, it's not EDM, but that's about it.
It's just Annabelle.
It's just me. It's a bit of indie rock. I've heard people calling bedroom pop and just easy listening.
Well, do you know, it's one of those things. It is frustrating to be genred. But nowadays you sort of have to if you're an independent artist like you are, because presumably you have to tick boxes when you're loading your song onto different things, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, so I luckily I have distributors now, so I'm not doing that all completely on my own. There's a Poly Distribution. They are fantastic. But yeah, everything else, like where I'm uploading it to different, you know, like introducing or anything like that. Like, it's you do everything yourself, and posting and marketing, everything is on me. So
it's a lot, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll come back to that shortly, but I mentioned you have a guitar. I mean, she's a special guitar.
Oh, I know. She's a beaut, isn't she?
Yeah, she's absolutely gorgeous. So for those of you that are listening but can't see, and we will share a video of this song a little bit later, just describe your lovely guitar for us.
Oh, it's a Yamaha. It's white.
Yeah.
It is a very, very lovely white colour, I think. It's like cream. And it's been with me for a long, long time, this guitar, to be honest. I probably wrote some of the songs on it. So.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, she's sitting here. She has a beautiful ivory guitar with her, and she's going to play live for us now. Annabelle Lauren, what are you going to hear? What are we going to hear?
I'm going to play Cauliflower Cheese, my debut single and the hit track on this album.
Amazing. Take it away.
Friday night and I'm in my bed again. I wish I was somewhere with my friends, 'cause for the next few months I'm not gonna see them. But I've got a scrape on my leg from the last time I talked to them. I'm stuck inside this home, a place I love to call my own. But I'm getting bored looking at these walls every single day. I kinda miss my old friends, but I fell in love with the moment. I think I like these new ones better. I promise I'm not trying to forget ya. I kinda miss my old friends, but I fell in love with the moment. I think I like these new ones better. I promise I'm not trying to forget ya. It's Saturday night and I don't wanna go out again, 'cause it's cold outside and my mum made cauliflower cheese. I miss the way it used to feel, and now it all feels so surreal. Just don't know when I might see anyone again. I'm stuck inside this home, a place I love to call my own. But I'm getting bored looking at these walls every single day. I kinda miss my old friends, but I fell in love with the moment. I think I like these new ones better. I promise I'm not trying to forget ya. I kinda miss my old friends, but I fell in love with the moment. I think I like these new ones better. I promise I'm not trying to forget ya.
Hanging, that's so good. Annabelle Lauren live in the studio. Do you know what? There is a marked difference in that. I mean, you've obviously been playing it a lot and it's really developed, hasn't it?
Thank you. It's my little acoustic version of it. So it's not even the same chords or anything as the original. But yeah, I just thought, like, it just needs a bit of something more when there's just an acoustic guitar and me. So yeah, I added that little outro as well.
Really special. You can tell as well that you've been using your voice a lot because it's got a slightly different depth to it now. I mean, do you hear it yourself?
For sure. Like even in like the first versions of the recordings, I'm like, I sound so young in those compared to now. Yeah, no, definitely. I'm getting a little bit ill maybe, so that might be what it is. But
well, you can't tell. Consummate professional. Well, I've been asking her in the background who she's into at the minute, what she's like. What you like, Olivia Dean, mm-hmm. and we're talking about Arlo Parks mm-hmm. as well. There is an artist I'm going to play for you now. We're not entirely sure how you pronounce their name. I think it might be Leve, but it's spelt Laufey, isn't it?
I thought Laufey.
Yeah, but we're a fan anyway. This is Mad Woman, and on the back of this, we're going to chat more with Annabelle Lawrence. If you've got any questions for 166177 or email studio@manxradio.com. Jazzy. So I think it's Leve, but it's spelt Laufey, if you are looking that artist up. And that is a relatively new track from them. It is called Mad Woman. And I was just saying to my studio guest, Annabelle Lauren, that I think that sounds like something out of the 1950s. And I can just imagine the likes of kind of a black and white film with Audrey Hepburn. Yeah.
I can see it. I can see it now.
So what did you make of that one? Did you enjoy that one?
I love that one. I do. I like Laufey's style. She's very like jazzy. I like a little like soft jazz kind of vibe.
There is a little bit of that running through the new album, isn't there?
A little bit. Yeah. There's some trumpets in there sometimes.
Yeah. So tell me how it came together then, because you did it the majority of it in Brighton, didn't you?
Yeah. So I obviously wrote a lot of the songs under my Velux window at home.
Yeah.
And then brought them to Brighton, kind of finished writing it. So like the first half is me at home, the second half is me at Brighton.
Nice.
So I kind of finished writing it there, and then found a producer through my uni, through BIM, which was very, very good. He has been fantastic. To be honest, at times I think he's had more passion for it than me. Scott Rowe is his name. He has been so good.
And
even when I moved back, I remember I messaged him and I said, I'm gonna release it now. This was like last year, and he was like, no, I've just done a whole course on mastering. I want to do it again. Like, I want to redo the whole thing.
Oh my word.
Redid it all for free for me. It sounds so much better than it did, to be honest.
So what was it like then when it was ready to be released into the world? How did that feel?
Not right. Like, it didn't feel real, you know. Yeah. It was almost like, it was almost kind of like, I'm like, well, I don't feel like it's ready, but it's going. Going anyway, because I've picked on it so much. And I just think, you know, she needs to go.
And you've had some amazing feedback, haven't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll other musicians playing on it as well, or is it all just you?
Yeah. So I have my little boy band over in Brighton with Remy David and Joe McKenna. They were absolutely brilliant musicians, like just fabulous. They also played with me at the Victorious Festival. And they just brought it to life, to be honest, because you can get so stuck in your own head with hearing the songs over and over and over again. So having fresh ears and talented minds is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll come to what you're going to be doing next and, you know, sort of gigs and that sort of thing shortly. But I want to hear another track from the album. So we're going to hear this one. Really stood out to me. I don't know why, but and it's the last track on mm-hmm. the album. Outro, in fact. Thunder, brackets. I like a song with
thank
brackets.
Thank you, me too.
Tell me about it.
Oh, this one, this actually was the final one that we did record, which is pretty apt, to be honest. This is my favourite track, even though it's a little short one. It just gives me like the vibes of like a, you know, coming of age movie, like the outro of it, like someone's driving along and the sun's setting behind them.
Credits rolling.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just, it is kind of meaningless, but you know, it was more for the music than it was for the lyrics. So,
well, it is a wonderful thing. So this is Annabelle Lauren, the final track on the album, aptly named Outro. I have the person who made that song sitting opposite me, Annabelle Lauren. That is called Outro from her brand new album, Velux. I mean, I just said to you, you made that. I mean, what's it like listening to that? Because it sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That is one of the few songs that I listen to and I think, wow, I'm pretty good.
I did that thing. Yeah. Oh, so good. So what is next then? Because I know you've done a couple of gigs over here. Are you going to do some more gigs? Or
hopefully, yeah. I've got nothing lined up at the moment, but I'm always looking. If anyone wants me, I'll do it. Yeah, other than that, though, I have got some songs that have been sitting in the background that are ready to go. But I wanted to get my album out first. Just, yeah. That was my little passion project. And then,
so now it's, as you said, you're uploading it to various sites, maybe some more BBC potentially.
Yes, hopefully. I need to push them. But yeah.
Well, everything crossed for you on that front. We've had a lovely message in which says, thumbs up from me, Annabelle. Question, when did you find out you had a voice? And I thought, I've got to ask you that because that's a brilliant question. Many thanks to Texter 594.
I mean, I've always been singing. I think my brother got me my first singing lessons when I was like 10 or something. But I've got such vivid memories of at my aunt's house in Scotland when I was skipping up and down her back garden singing Bad Day by Daniel Powter.
Uh-huh.
On my little iPod shuffle, no screen, no nothing, just my headphones and my love of music.
What a tune. And not one I would have thought. And what I would have thought, perhaps, is the one you're about to play for us now, because I have asked you to play a cover. I now know what it is because we just sound checked it. What are you going to play for us and why, Annabelle?
So I'm going to play Ironic by Alanis Morissette. To be honest, I just love singing this song. Yeah. Every time it comes on in my car, I'm screaming out the window. So it's just fun. It's fun. And I'm going to sing it in an American accent, so apologies.
Do it. Well, I think everyone is probably going to be singing along with you. So if you have this on in the car, maybe you're supporting someone on the parish walk, again, roll down your window and sing along with Annabelle Lauren, who is now going to play Alanis Morissette live. Take it away, Annabelle.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Ooh, ooh. And oh, man turned 98, he won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid. It's the good advice that you just can't take. And who would have thought it figures? Mr. Play It Safe was afraid to fly. He packed his suitcase and kissed his kids goodbye. He waited his whole damn life to take that flight. And as the plane crashed down, he thought, well, isn't this nice? And isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid. It's the good advice that you just can't take. And who would have thought
up on you when you think everything's okay and everything's gone right. And life is a funny way of helping you out when you think everything's gone wrong and everything blows up in your face. A traffic jam when you're already late, and no smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think it's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid. It's the good advice that you just can't take. And who would have thought it figures? And life is a funny way of sneaking up on you. And life is a funny, funny way of helping you out, helping you.
Oh my God, it was all I could do not to join in with that. Oh, it sounded so good. And I now know that I know every single word to why I didn't even realise I knew it.
I think that's one of those songs, isn't it?
Oh, just, so yeah. Good. Annabelle Lauren, where can we get VLux?
Well, you can get it anywhere you'd like. You can get it online. We've got Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Deezer, I think, YouTube Music, anything. Haven't got the budget for vinyls yet, but once I do...
You're going to do it. I had to ask you that, actually, and I completely forgot. Our Siobhan Fletcher said, when can I get a vinyl?
No, yeah, she did. when I get the budget. But no, absolutely, I would love to do vinyls. I'm going to do a few limited CDs, hopefully, yes, as well. So
amazing. Well, that was utterly brilliant. Thank you ever so much. And we've had some lovely messages in for you. I'll forward them on to you. Annabelle Lauren, that was wonderful. We have to finish with Bad Day. You have to sing along to this one. Mm-hmm. It's Daniel Powter. Thanks for being with us. All the best. Take care.
Where is the moment we needed the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost.
Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.